The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Don't count Steve Bannon out. And here's why. Do you remember the days when talks of amnesty torpedoed Marco Rubio? When low-energy Jeb was destroyed by candidate Trump because he referred to illegal immigration and DACA as an act of love. Well, those days were so 5 minutes ago. Yesterday, in a rare glimpse in a meeting between the president and lawmakers, President Trump said DACA, quote, should be a bill of love. This made Jeb Bush happy. Jeb was tweeting yesterday saying it's good to see him finally being reasonable. Getting a fly on the wall view into these meetings isn't really normal, so you have to wonder, why were the cameras rolling yesterday? Was it a mistake, or was there something else going on here? Here's what I believe. The news of the day was dominated by Michael Wolff's book and questions over Trump's mental stability. Anybody see any mental unstable president in that meeting? Because I didn't. He was uncharacteristically prepared, reserved, attentive, engaged. And he was also very left. Some have criticized the president's willingness and ability to reach across the aisle and compromise. Boy, that wasn't the case yesterday. It was actually hard to determine whether Trump favored the Democrats at the table or the Republicans. When Feinstein posed the question about the president's willingness to do a, quote, clean DACA bill now and security for the border later, Trump went into full agreeable mode. It took the House Majority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, to remind President Trump that Feinstein didn't mention the wall or border security. Now, he eventually made his intentions a little more clear, but it all kind of seemed like an afterthought for him. In fact, he said at one point, you go ahead and put it all together, and I don't care what it is, I'll sign it. He seemed to want to hurry everything along. Didn't matter, he said, quote, whether I like or agree with it, I will sign anything you put in front of me. That's not a leader. There's no leadership there. But it seems like the leader had an ulterior purpose or motive. For those that are pissed off on Twitter that Trump is considering DACA, you might as well get used to it. Trump knows it as well as everybody in the House and the Senate. Without DACA, Trump and the Republicans have zero leverage to do anything with border security and immigration reform. However, the master negotiator just gave them DACA yesterday. DACA isn't going anywhere. In fact, this thing almost seemed planned out before it even started. So why keep rolling? Why? The real work on immigration has already happened, and it's going to be finalized during a closed-door session. But Trump, the Democrats, and the Republicans wanted their constituents to know something. Feinstein wanted to project the appearance that DACA was their primary motivation. McCarthy wanted Republicans to know that border security and immigration reform is a higher priority than anything like amnesty. And Trump, he wanted to show everybody that he was mentally stable. Kushner, Ivanka coached him. This is their influence. Because he is more than willing to reach across the aisle and cooperate. He even suggested they bring back earmarks. Quite honestly, after seeing it yesterday, you should rename Pennsylvania Avenue. And it should be renamed Broadway, because that theater was very good yesterday.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
There's a ton of things that I have to do this year. One of them, get organized, get into better shape, spend more time with family and friends. And to do it all, I have to be well rested. And that starts with getting a great night's sleep, which You're guaranteed to get every night when you sleep on a Casper mattress like I do. Casper is, I think, the perfect mattress, not only because it is really, really comfortable, it supports my back and everything else, but it is so wildly inexpensive when you A-B compare. Casper mattress, I'm not alone in loving it. Time magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. The mattress ships for free in a box so small you're going to be saying to yourself, how the heck do they get it in there? Get a Casper now. Start your year off right. Try yours in your home for 100 nights free with shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com/Glenn. That's $50 off the purchase of your mattress. You can do it right now. Casper.com/Glenn. $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Inexpensive and a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions apply.